The NBA regular season is winding down, and the Golden State Warriors still have a chance to make history. If the Warriors win their final four games of the regular season, they will finish with 73 wins and just 9 losses, which would be the all-time record for wins in the NBA regular season. Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls finished 72-10 during the 1995-96 season. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast, the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And put what the Warriors have done so far into context, because even if they don't set a new record, they have had an amazing season.
Well, yes, if they quite likely tie the record, it is a little unlikely that they'll break it, just because they have two games against San Antonio tonight and then Sunday, and San Antonio has not lost on its home court. So we'll see how that plays out. There are some wrinkles as to how good a team San Antonio is going to field. But I could cite statistic after statistic. The fact that they will end with 70-something and possibly 73 says so much, the margin of victory. What I like is that they have the highest effective field goal percentage in NBA history. What's that mean? Well, you know what field goal percentage is, how often your shots go in, but it norms for the fact that three-pointers are worth more than two. So a way to look at it is, when a ball leaves the hand of a member of the Golden State Warriors, it has a higher chance to generate more points than any ball leaving the hand of any member of any team in NBA history. Well, they're so good, and they've redefined the game, and they're a joy to watch.
Okay, but I was talking to somebody about this the other day who was saying, if it hadn't been for the Golden State Warriors this season, the Spurs would be seen as just the greatest thing ever.
Yes. You know, the Golden State Warriors, they lost their last game in overtime against the Timberwolves. So if they beat the Spurs, they will be on their way to setting a record of never having lost back-to-back games this year. There is one other team that could set that record, too, and that's San Antonio. Yeah. They're an amazing team. And like I said, San Antonio hasn't lost at home. Golden State hasn't beaten San Antonio at home in years and years and years. So home field, home court advantage is really important. These are two juggernauts that play distinct and different styles, and it's making basketball just the most compelling of all the sports right now. It's aesthetically very pleasing to watch basketball in a way that is not true with so many of our other sports.
And it, of course, begs to be compared to the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, and that has been done. We talked about it at the top. But also, one of the former Chicago Bulls players said that if they were playing now, they would beat the Warriors in a series. Your
yes.
thoughts?
And up, and they walked uphill to school 10 miles both ways. Yes,
United
that's
Center,
nonsense.
Right.
The coach of the Warriors is Steve Kerr, who played on the Bulls. So he has this great perspective, and he kind of knows how to get the Warriors going. The Bulls had a bit of a late season swoon, if you will, back in their record-setting year. So a similar thing is going on with Golden State. As I said, just recently lost. They have a couple recent losses. That team was Michael Jordan, the greatest player ever, and very, very good to great players around him. This team is a great team with Steph Curry, who's not as good as Jordan, but compelling to watch. Two different teams, two different styles, and they played in an era of more brawls, the Bulls did. So this is a little more pleasing team to watch
and
than the Warriors.
As an Illinoisan, I can say it's impossible for them to have walked uphill both ways, because there are no hills in the state of Illinois, at least not in Chicago. Mike Pesca here.
Maybe
now.
Maybe an L train.
Sports analyst, host the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.